How does it feel to get a number
of carries and do what you did today?
It felt good. It was definitely some good work. Came out, I don't know what it was. My body was a little shot first half, but came back out second half. Was rejuvenated, had a little more energy. And it was a good win for us. I feel like, offensively, we took it one play at a time, tried to execute best of our abilities, and we played four quarters.
They were determined to pound you up the middle and pound you up between the tackles for a long time to start the game. Is that what you wanted to see?
Well, I don't know if that was actually the game plan. But it was working. And I guess if it's working, don't stop until they stop it.
What's it feel like just to get a game like that under your belt? I mean, a really good game aside, you had a couple of fumbles, but I mean, aside from that, your numbers were good.
Yeah, it felt good. I'm going to be able to learn a lot. The offensive line did a great job blocking up front. I put the ball on the ground a couple of times, just poor ball security. When I look back and see the replay, I was trying too hard to get in the end zone. And those can cost you. Thank God they didn't come back to bite us. So that's something I'm going to focus on. And, after just assessing the film, I'll be able to look at a lot of different runs that I didn't feel good about during the game and see how I can correct them and improve.
Adrian, do you feel like you're getting more patient from week one to week two, just taking what's in front of you instead of trying to look for the biggest play every time?
Yeah, and that's that comes with time. Week one, you watch film, you learn, your depth, you need to be wider, be more patient, and you apply it to the next week. And that's what I did, and I'm going to do the same thing going into next Sunday.
How about Teddy's maturity on that play where you had the missed block and then he kind of had to shovel it off too, kind of like he was like Favre? That was heads-up play by him.
Man, what a heads-up play. Terrible, terrible setting for me. It looked weak and pitiful, just to be honest. But heads-up play by Teddy, just making something happen. And you see at the end of the play, I was just beating my hand because I'm still thinking about the block that I missed, So that's how important it is to me. But he did a great job of making plays, making a play.
What was the big difference between last week and this week, just across the board offensively?
Guys came in, we took it personal. We started off fast. We had energy on both sides of the ball. Special teams made some big plays to keep that energy flowing. And it seems like we came out and played with a purpose. And we had a game plan. Coach Zimmer, and Coach Turner, those guys put together for us, and we executed.
Teddy looked different out there, too, today.
Yeah. Got to go back to the offensive line. They did a great job of giving him time to go through his progressions and make plays. And Teddy, everyone learned from last week and watched themselves to see how they can improve, and he came out and did an outstanding job.
How did your emotions like today?
Definitely more calm. Just going out and taking care of business. It was all about business today. Last week was hurt us personally, hit us to the core. So we knew we had to come out divisional game and take care of business.
Adrian, the mix between the gun and getting the ball out of the I formation seemed like a nice mix. Did you like it better this week?
Yeah, it definitely worked out. We made some adjustments, and it worked out good this week, Yeah.
It seemed like it worked better for you out of the gun. Is that because you also got some carries out of the I formation too? It seemed like you were more in rhythm.
I think it was collective group. We started off out of the I, made some big plays, came back out of the gun, completed some passes. So you got the defense on their heels. They don't know what to expect, And so I think that helped us out a lot. And of course, applying what we learned from last week, how we can improve as an offense. To this game, helped us out.
Did you know that Jerry says that reverse was going to work because you were hitting those kind of left, right, and then you guys popped the reverse on it? Did you have a feeling that was going to go?
Yeah. I thought it was perfect timing when I heard the play call. Jerry's kind of gave me the look because in practice I've kept it a couple times, but I told him, I'll make sure I toss it to you. I was a little winded too. But I knew it was going to be a big play, and I was hoping he took it to the end zone, but unfortunately he didn't. But we got a big play.
What was the ovation you got? Second.
How
did you make the ovation you got? Standing ovation from the fans here. You haven't been here for a long time. How did that feel to you after what you've been through?
It felt good. If you can, see as I ran through you know, came through the tunnel and, you know, ran through, man, I was just, that energy that you seen as I was running, that came from the fans, you know, just that warm welcome. It felt good to be back home.
You felt like this is more?
Say again?
That mean a lot to you.
Yes, it did, definitely, without a doubt.
You feel like this is more indicative of what this offense can be with setting up the run?
Say again?
You think this is more indicative of what the offense will look like setting up the run and establishing that and then feeding off that with the pass?
I don't know. You know, Coach Turner, he has so much in the arsenal. You know, depending on what type of defense we, you know, we're facing, you never know what he'll throw out there. So, we just got to execute and be prepared to handle our business.
Adrian, do you have a...
Last week helped you a lot to get going?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It helped us a lot as a team. Me, personally, I was able to look at myself, evaluate, and, you know, see how I can improve in so many areas, and I just tried to apply that to this week. One thing I'll definitely be applying, I mean, looking at is ball security going into next week.
Are we seeing the old Adrian Peterson now?
I don't know. You tell me.
Adrian, it's been a long time.
Cal Johnson.
It's been a long time since you had 29 carries. How did your body feel, you know, coming after that? You might feel it more tomorrow, but describe being that involved.
It felt good. You know, I actually just after that second half, you know, my neck and stuff was sore. And I was actually kind of excited about it because I know that, you know, the body is kind of getting that, I don't know what you call it, you know, just kind of getting settled, you know, once my body recovered. But it felt good to kind of pound the rock and just help the offense be productive.
And that reverse, do you have an option on that to keep it?
No, I don't have an option.
Okay.
I told you, I kept it a couple times in practice. Yeah.
Just to mess with them?
Yeah.
How did it feel just to play a game in this stadium? Been so long that they've been playing here and you hadn't actually been out there?
It felt good, man, you know, just coming out and seeing all the fans, you know, knowing my family is here supporting me. You know, the weather was beautiful, man. It was just a great day for football, you know, and the crowd was excellent. They was into the game and, you know, they helped us win this game. You know, they kept the energy alive when we made big plays. You know, it felt good to be back.
Tell North. Famine, feast, which you've been telling us for 8 years now.
You said that again?
I said, did you tell Norm about famine, feast, which you've been saying for 8 years here now, which is you lose 2 yards, lose a yard, and then break off 25 yards?
I didn't tell him famine, feast, but, you know, it was working. You know, just stick to it. Why not?